That's because he has splinters of glass in his eye, and in his heart will have to come out, or he'll never be human again. Snow Queen will have him in her power for the rest of his days.
But can't you give Gerda something to take so that she'll have power over things like that?
I can't give her any greater power than she has already.
What do you mean by that?
Look at her. Can't you see how great she is? Human beings and animals are forced to serve her, don't you see that? Well, see how well she's managed in the world, in her bare feet. Child that she is, and all alone. I can't give her any power. It's in her heart.
If you could just tell me where the Snow Queen is, I'm sure I could manage.
Snow Queen's garden begins 10 miles from here. Take Gerda as far as the big bush with red berries and no further, And don't stand about gossiping. Strange woman, so Queen is, that's for sure.
Here's the bush, Baba. You have to set me down here.
I know what she said, but how can I leave you here all on your own? You've no boots. You've lost your gloves. It's not right for me to leave you like this. I can't do it.
You have to. This is where I want to be. I'm at the end of my journey now. Of course I'll be all right. Goodbye.
Aye. Oh, the snow blew down on her. And now she could see, rising before her, the Snow Queen's palace. The walls of the palace were drifting snow. The windows and doors, the cutting winds which howled and sang like whips lashing along empty corridors. There were hundreds of halls, each one more vast and bare and dazzling blue than the last. No laughter, no voices at all. Nothing.
Kay! Can you hear me? Poor Kay. Can he really live here? There's nothing. Nothing but ice. How can he play?
In the center of the ice palace was a huge frozen lake, as blue as the heart of a glacier. It had cracked into 1,000 pieces. Here the Snow Queen sat on a throne, dripping with icicles, and here Kay worked. He was nearly black with cold, and spent his days heaving blocks of ice this way and that, that way and this, hour after hour.
Still busy, my Kay?
Come and see the new pattern I've made.
Are you satisfied with that?
It's a perfect pattern. It's interesting and clever. The geometry is good.
But it's not the pattern I want.
I don't know what you mean. What more do you want?
Eternity. Have you forgotten? You may be good at numbers, Kay, but that is never enough. When you can make for me the pattern of eternity, you shall be your own master.
Would I be free to go?
Of course you would. But where would you go? Tell me that.
I don't know. I don't even know where I am.
And this is the boy who knows everything. You know nothing. Now I'm going south to touch the heads of the volcanoes with snow. Find the pattern of eternity for me before I return, or you're mine forever. Gods!
And there he sat, shifting the blocks one way and another in his mind, gazing at them, thinking until you could hear his brains crack. He sat so still that you'd have thought he'd frozen to death. And that was how Gerda found him.
Kay! You are here! I found you at last! Kay! What is it? Can't you move? Can't you speak to me? Or look at me? You're so stiff and still.
and cold. I can't tell if you're breathing. Please speak to me.